is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Live.
You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, IamRappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the New Balance. He asked me to do the track, cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of Champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese, and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wigger please.
Wigger please.
This is the Rappaport Podcast.
All right, Tristan, first of all, I'm a fan.
Appreciate that.
I like
I'm a
the
fan
way you
too.
Play. I appreciate
I'm
that.
A
now,
fan.
I'm going to keep it 100% because I love the way you play.
Yeah.
You play hard. You're one of the true blue goons, and I love that you're unselfish. You focus on your job. You focus on your agenda throughout the season. So I truly am a fan. That being said,
yeah.
That being said, I'm going to be honest. Personally, I'm a Knicks fan. And you know, my redheaded stepchild team is the Golden State Warriors. But I'm going to keep it real. I am a fan of yours.
Okay.
I just wanted
okay.
to say that. All right. So let's.
As long as you're keeping it real, we're starting off on the right
foot. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
okay.
we're not talking about stats. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
I know you're from Canada.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, your favorite rapper is Drake.
Mm.
Okay. Outside of Canadian rappers.
Yeah.
And I know it's interchangeable. So I know, you know, you don't want to be held to this. But for today, this Tuesday, who are your top five alive? No disrespect to the guys who have passed. Who are your other top five rappers outside of Canadian rappers?
Outside of Canadian rappers.
And this is today. It's interchangeable. So I know we're not leaving anybody out. We're saying right now, this morning, your five favorites today.
Not including Drake.
Not including Drake.
Okay, so we could put Hove.
Hove, okay.
Put Hove, Ross.
Okay.
Gotta go Jeezy.
Okay, really?
Gotta go, yeah, Trap or Die.
How
forever.
Old are you?
25. No, 26 now.
26?
Yeah. Gotta go Jeezy.
26. All right. That's three? Not Drake's not making this list. We're saying outside of Canadian rappers.
Wayne.
Okay.
Wayne.
Okay.
Because his mixtapes were too much.
Even though they were like 26 years ago.
That's fine, though.
All right.
That's fine. You gotta pay homage.
No doubt.
And then,
you got one more.
I'm gonna go 2 Chainz right now.
2 Chainz is your favorite rapper.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite rappers.
All right.
Yeah.
I like these choices. These are bold choices.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I am a true blue Keeping Up with the Kardashians fan. You made a cameo the other day. Did you see that?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You had a little cameo.
Okay.
Did you watch the episode? Because it was very controversial. The girls, and I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Kim was like, you know what, Caitlin? The party's over. You were irrelevant. They shut it down. She mm-hmm. she kept a gangster.
Okay.
Did you watch the episode? Did you see the episode?
I think we had a game that day, right? It was a Sunday.
Yeah, but I mean, after the game, you watch a little game tape. It was a Sunday night. To be, I'm a little good with details. It was Sunday. Did you get to watch the episode? And I'm not trying to trick you into anything. I'm a Housewives fan, and I'm Keeping Up with the Kardashians fan every Sunday night. My wife is going to bug out if I don't bring this up to you.
I have a DVR, so I got to catch it.
So you did not watch it?
I got to work on keeping up with Keeping Up.
All right. How are you feeling about the series? I know the matchups haven't had you playing that much so far this series. How are you feeling about the series? What's going to change in game three for you guys?
I think game three, you know, we just got to bring energy. You know, we're at home and you got to defend the land and we got to, you know, I have to goon up on these guys a little bit more and come in and set the tone early.
You do have to goon up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you do.
That's what I do, though.
And I mean, have you always been like, has that always been like your agenda, like rebounding?
Yeah, I get it from, you know, watching a lot of Rodman and Charles Oakley. You know,
yes.
Those two guys are the kind of guys that you want and are part of championship quality teams. And at the end of the day, it's about being a winner. So whatever you got to do to be part of something special, you got to do it.
Now, for rebounding, I've heard like Oakley and Rodman talk about like, you know, sort of anticipating the ball. Is that real? Because I tried to anticipate the ball. It never worked.
Never worked
out. You know, you try to like kind of like see where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't jump high and I, you know, my endurance wasn't good. I know like you don't jump high, but your endurance and you just have that beast thing. But are you able to actually anticipate the ball? Like if you were to say, totally honest, what is the one thing that separates a really good rebounder aside from effort? Because at first it's got to be focused to be a good rebounder.
I play percentages, though. I play percentages.
In terms of what? I shoot it from the left side.
The 70% of your misses are going to come off the right side. 30% will come off the front of the rim.
And that's just for most players?
This is just basketball in general, if you just look at the percentages.
So 30%. So if I shoot from the left side, 12-footer, I have a nice mid-range game.
Yeah, if you're going to miss your shot, there's a 70% chance it's going to come off the other side. and bounce off to the right
so
side.
So you're
of the
conscious
rim.
Of that?
Yeah. And I literally just play my percentages.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I am a fan, and I'm just, I've never been to an NBA Finals game. And can you believe it? Me from New York City,
yeah,
I've never been to an NBA game, and I had to come all the way to Cleveland to make it my homage.
Yeah, you got to come to the land, because, I mean, not much is going up in the tri-state area right now.
No, there's not much going. You don't have to rub it in. You don't have to rub it in.
I was just saying,
let me ask you a question.
It's not football season.
No, it's not football
season. It's not basketball season right now.
Tristan, tomorrow, if I was able to finagle courtside seats when you guys are playing, let's say you're winning or losing, would you be bugged out if I started doing the water bottle challenge on the court? Would you be like, yo, this guy's being disrespectful?
No, like, I'm saying you're enjoying it. You know, it's NBA Finals, and that's a great way, to plug tune in.
All right, yo. Tristan, honestly, I'm a fan, man. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
See you.
My first question, and I'm asking this with all due respect, all honesty. You went to Creighton.
Yeah.
Where the hell is Creighton?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Now, is there a city that's actually named Creighton, or is this like somebody named after somebody that makes milk? Or what?
It's a Jesuit college. So okay. Creighton was a Jesuit priest.
Okay. Now this is all.
Careful with your next question.
But I was being totally honest.
All right.
You know what? Listen, I wasn't a great student, but one thing I did apply, and you could appreciate this. Mm. The only bad question is the one you don't ask.
There you go.
Okay.
That's
now,
good.
Now you've been compared to looking like Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
It was not a bad thing.
No.
I've seen him up close. Very good looking guy.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have you ever met him?
No. He's from Iowa, though. I'm from Iowa, too. Well, kind of from Iowa. I lived in Iowa for a long time. We got all these little connections, but we've never actually met.
All right. Well, I mean, you still got he's moved on from the haircut. You still have the floppy hair, sort of the Bieber thing. You look fantastic. My only basketball question, because they said 2 minutes, the guy's giving me the evil eye. What's been the biggest surprise? And don't give me the generic stuff, man.
Yeah.
We're having a real honest conversation
honest.
Here.
Honesty.
I'm asking good questions, bad questions. I'm throwing them. What's been the biggest surprise about the Cleveland Cavaliers team? Honestly. Or just give me something good, man.
Something good.
Come on, Korver.
Something good.
Give something me something good. Good.
Okay. First of all, with Cleveland, I was just able to say we, like, 2 weeks ago, because I did not like them for the longest time, right? So I came here and I would say the Cavs. I couldn't say we.
I'm with you because
I can say we now. It took me a while, but I think the biggest surprise was coming here and just seeing these guys are great guys, and you know, when you're not on the team, you know, you really start to not like, you know, when they beat you every year, you start to really not like them.
That's an honest answer.
But these are really good guys, and they've taken me in, and it's been fun.
I want to see you hitting shots. I'm going to keep it real. Listen, I'm a New York Knicks fan.
Okay.
Okay, and my redheaded stepchild. Yeah, I know. There's no need to apologize. My redheaded stepchild team is the Golden State Warriors, but I've been a fan of yours your whole career.
Thank you.
I want to see you playing good. I want to see you making an impact. Final question. Be honest.
Honest.
You've already had an honest, really good conversation.
Yep.
Does LeBron get frustrated with the fact that you're not wearing LeBron's, but you are in fact wearing Kyrie's? Like, how does that work? That could seem like that could cause resentment.
You know what? I asked for some bronze earlier in the season. They didn't come right away. I had a little foot thing going on. These actually feel really good on my feet. And so it's just a good basketball shoe. But no, so he hasn't said anything to
me. He's not like looking at you like, yo.
No,
listen,
he's not.
In all honesty, I've been a fan for a long time.
Thank you.
And I want to see you do your thing.
I want to
see you stay healthy. I'm glad they got rid of that Dellavedova, okay, because I thought he was a lunatic. I'm sure you're happy to see him go. And I hope you have a good game three and knock down some shots.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right.
All right, I'm here with Vince Carter, an unexpected treat.
Yeah.
Shorter. Then the first time I met you, I thought you were like Vince Carter's brother, because this was like, you know, like a couple of years after dunk contest, you look like, you know, like you
like
were
6'9", right?
Yeah. I never, ever would have thought, just because you were so athletic, when you came to the league, you were so athletic, but your game evolved, mm-hmm. where you're using, like, say, more, like, less athleticism, more of like...
Thinking the game now.
Thinking the game.
For sure.
And I don't mean that in any disrespectful way, but you were so, like, a physically impressive player. Did you ever imagine you'd be playing until 40? Like, in your head, when you had your dream idea of, like, what your career would look like, did you think you would want to be, like, one of these guys who were like, holy shit, he's still playing in the NBA, guys?
Right. No, I didn't think that would happen. For some reason, I said 15 years was ideal. Let's think of some of the greatest players in the league. They might have played 12 to 14 years. So I say, if I could play 15 years, that's it. And here I am going into year 20. Can't beat it. 40,
next year's your 20th year?
My 20th year.
That's a blessing.
I'll be playing
man.
In the 41, so
that
can't complain.
Are you going to stay with Memphis?
I'm a free agent, so we'll see what happens. But, you know, I'm still preparing like I'm going to be there and just go from there. You just got to wait for that phone call now. It's a pecking order. Of course, when you're playing at 40 and you're a free agent, it's a pecking order. And it's kind of like, all right, oh, yeah, this guy can still play, but I'll be ready to go from somebody.
All right. Now, you obviously – we don't need to go over your dunking resume, okay? In my opinion – this dunk contest this year was the true blue inception of the skinny genification of the NBA.
Right.
And it doesn't have to do with the clothes. It's the attitude. I don't know why guys shy away from wanting to win the dunk contest. Like, I'm too cool to win the dunk contest. I was there in Golden State. My ex-wife, okay, was pregnant with my first son. We were sitting there. You came out to kick ass to do that.
For sure. From the first dunk.
You were right there. I was at the other end of the court. I saw the whole thing. When you turned around to do this thing, I was at the other end. I actually think when you did this, you were doing it to me. Where I was at the far end.
You might have been right there in the corner, right?
Yeah, like you were like that.
Yeah, so that you know, it was over.
Period.
Yeah.
But as somebody who's a fan of the game, obviously grew up loving the dunk contest, okay? Do you think that this year, like, was sort of an insult to not just you, to Dominique, to Larry Nance, to the great Dr. J, to all the guys that went out there? Mike and Dominique were the stars of the league, and they gave it their all. Dudes are out there doing all that craziness. Give me your honest opinion about, like, that. It's something that it means to you. When you saw what this fiasco turned into this year, like, and you still play, you're a fan, you span generations.
I would like to see the best dunkers, and not all the time it's the best players, but the best dunkers to come out and put on a show.
Put on a show.
I think
there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Think about this. When you say All-Star Weekend, what's the first thing you think?
Dunk contest.
You know what I'm saying? So I would like it. I think some people now, it's just the
they're too fucking cool, man.
And they're afraid.
And you know, like, it's a dunk contest. Why not get a little lather before the dunk contest?
Right.
What is to be ashamed of?
Because I sure had a good sweat.
Right. I mean,
did.
You want to get out there and perform. Like, right. Warm up. Treat it like it's something. You win some, you lose some. Listen, none of you guys are going to be as good as Dominique. He freaking lost. Whether it was a fix was in, who knows?
Right.
Okay, but great.
Which one? The one in Chicago, maybe?
Yeah,
whatever.
I mean, that was kind of like a tie. But in my opinion, absolutely, when you look back on it, Dominique.
Yeah, he was amazing. He was impressive. Who? But I agree with you 100%. I think the guys.
I think it's an insult to the game to be too cool for the. Yeah. You're too cool for the freaking dunk contest?
You know, because I will tell you, leading up into it, meaning before I was even an NBA player, I said this. When I get that opportunity, I'm taking advantage of it. This is an opportunity. Like, I think I saw it as an opportunity, and I'm going to take advantage of it. Just like getting an opportunity to play in the NBA, that's how I looked at the dunk contest. So I said, when I get on this stage, I'm going to leave a lasting impression whether I win or lose. Of course, I'm there to win. That was my only goal, was to walk away with the trophy. And that's how I approached it, and I think everybody saw that in my performance. Like, it was like an NBA Finals game. Like, that's how I approached it.
And it should be. I feel like don't do it if you're not going to do it. And that was an underrated dunk contest. I mean, you surpassed everybody, but Steve Francis was impressive.
Crazy, exactly. T-Mac was crazy. Like, it's just,
that was like,
what it was.
And you, like, those guys might have won another year, but you were so sick that year.
Yeah.
I'm such surprised to see you, and I'm such a fan.
Hey, but let's talk about this right now.
This puppy right here. You know what? I'm never going to win one, so I'm going to touch it. I know there's like a thing like, don't touch it until you win one. I'm touching it. I'm never going to win one.
I can't touch it.
I know. I understand.
I can't win one. I got to win. But the day I do, I might take it home.
I hear you. How impressive is this Golden State Warriors offense so far? Like, as a juggernaut.
They're impressive for a lot of reasons. They have great players who can do what they can do on their own. But they're willing passers and are willing to pass up a good shot for a great shot, and can get their own shot when you're like, oh, that's a bad shot. But Kevin Durant can shoot over anybody. We've seen that. He can shoot over LeBron at 6'9". He's 7 feet, small forward. Steph Curry can get his own shot. Klay can get his own shot. But these guys can also create open, great shots for each other. And it's tough to guard. I don't care what defensive scheme, unless they're having an awful shooting night, it's hard to stop that.
And you know what? It's like, he's not at the level of score, but like Draymond, he's a shooter too.
Absolutely. And the confidence that they have, you know, it doesn't matter. If we sit here and say, why is Draymond shooting? It's up here. They're confident. They work on the game. They know where they're going to get good shots. Oh, they're playing this this way? Guess what? Be ready because you're going to get a shot. And whether he can make it or not, they're going to shoot it. Now, of course, like somebody like Livingston who knows his game won't shoot, but he's getting open two-point shots. JaVale McGee getting open dunks. Like how he – I guess this has got to be the easiest he's ever gotten dunks in his career. Like, I mean, it's just – they're
so unselfish. He's second-tier most improved player of the season, and I'm happy for him because he's taking a lot of slack and all that stuff.
But they're so unselfish, man.
Totally willing unselfish, and I think it has less to do with the coaching and more to do with the personalities because you can't teach it. Like one 100%. Of the moments of game one, Clay wasn't shooting good. He had an open jump shot, first play of the third quarter. Mm-hmm. Instead of going, I need to get back on, he threw it Durant all the way in the corner. He made the shot.
Right.
Vince, I don't know what to say, man. I'm a humongous fan. I'm glad to see you doing your thing. You're one of the last of a dying breed, man.
I am the last. Well,
are you the last one? Who?
And Dirk.
And Dirk.
Paul just bowed out this past year, so it's just two of us left. Yeah, and Jason Terry. I got to give Jason.
He's no joke either.
Absolutely.
And he's a guy who has an age. I don't think he's ever had a cheeseburger. The guy's in fantastic shape.
Can't forget Manu. I'm sorry, Manu. You know, we don't know what he's doing yet, and he's still up there.
He's going to come back.
It's not very many of us left from that era, 90s.
Now, as much as I love Dirk, at one point I felt like he stole my life and stole my dreams, and now I feel like if I was to actually race him in a 40-yard dash, I would have a chance. Because I'm really slow.
You'd blow him out.
I appreciate you. That's a vote of confidence.
Absolutely.
Vince Carter, thank you so much, man. What a
pleasure.
Always
a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, first of all, D West, I'm a huge fan. All right, I love your whole disposition. I've said this publicly on Twitter, so I don't know if you heard this, but I've always said this. I said, D West looks like he could smack fire out your ass. Okay, now I know you're older, you chilled out a little bit and all that stuff. Okay, but you used to box when you were a kid?
Yeah, I still box now.
To train?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so who cares about stats? Who cares about free throws, making shots, missing shots? You're a boxer, you're a boxing fan. McGregor versus Mayweather. Would you pay your own hard-earned money? We know you've taken pay cuts. Would you pay your own hard-earned money to sit through that pillow fight?
No.
You're not?
No, I'm not going to. I love boxing, but I don't think that's... I'm not a fan of that fight because Mayweather's the best we've seen, in my opinion. He doesn't get hit. You got to be like a... You got to be a boxer to beat him. You got to be at a certain level, I think, to even get close to him. So I don't think it's going to be a – from a boxing standpoint, it's not a fight that I'm looking forward to seeing.
I agree. I think it's a joke. I think it's disrespectful to the sport. I know that we're going to watch it, but I'm going to really try to – you want to try to, like, bum off of somebody else and maybe me?
That's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Can we, like, maybe, like, wherever you're bumming off, if I can't pull it off? Because I'm not spending – if it's the point of the $79.
Right.
You know, it's not the $79. It's the point of the $79. Right. As a boxing fan, I don't want to see it.
Right.
Now, you have, like – you're sort of like a Renaissance man.
Right.
What's the last book you read? Like, cause you listen. Yeah. I don't know if you listen to the games like Van Gundy and Brian. They fawn over you. Like they love you.
Really?
So like, what's it like? Like you're a reader.
I just finished this book called "Ego Is the Enemy." Our strength coach actually handed it to me.
Okay.
But it basically talks about like anything that we do in life. Usually, when we fail, it's because of our own ego, and usually, you know, people that have been most successful are able to, at points, get there. Take their ego out of the equation.
Got you.
And make clear decisions once the ego is out of the way.
Now, you seem to have gotten that figured out. Because, I don't like to count other people's money, but this thing that you did where you took pay cuts, mm-hmm. Like, are there like your cousins, your friends, your dudes you grew up like, yo, I don't care about no ring, man. You're bugging. So-and-so amount of money. Who's like that one person in your life would be like, you're taking how much money of a pay cut to get that ring?
I mean,
not to like ring to be in the best situation to win a ring.
Everybody close to me kind of knows how I'm wired, and they kind of know sort of the things that I got set up.
Right. You're apparently good with your money.
Yeah.
Because if you could take a pay cut like that, that means you're like, I'm gonna leave that here because I'm gonna make it over here.
Right. So that was one thing. And then ultimately, like, when you get a certain, like, you mature and you realize, like, I'm 36, so I've been playing basketball organized for 30 years of my life.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And you get to a point where you're like, this is the only environment stage I haven't seen, I haven't been a part of. Like, been in high school championships and collegiate level at a high level, but you want to get to this final sort of stage. And, you know, it's just an opportunity that I felt like personally I could make, I could do, and I just jumped at it.
Has it been so far? I know we're midway through it, and I'm going to keep it real, David. I'm a New York Knicks fan,
yeah.
But I told Kyle Korver and I told Tristan Thompson right to their face. I said, I want Golden State to win. That doesn't mean I don't respect you,
right,
I don't
love
you, and I'm not excited to be here, but I said, I want you guys to get your asses kicked.
Right.
Okay? And I'm a Knicks fan.
Right.
But World Be Free, Chris Mullin, New York, that was my spirit animal.
Right.
Stripped me of my life, my dreams. He did it. I didn't do it.
Right.
Run TMC, so I'm a fan. Has this finals being here after all you've done in your career, like the climate of it, the excitement of it, and seeing the Larry O'Brien trophy, like, over there, has it been everything that you imagined, all the sacrifices that you've made?
Yeah, it's been great. And the main thing is just seeing, like, the environment, the atmosphere, all the people at the games, the energy about the game, and then seeing...
When you know, say just, people, you mean Rihanna?
Nah.
When you say people, you mean, like, yo,
just,
that was...
I mean, just people wanting to see...
I mean, people go to all the games. She right, doesn't but, come but to all the games.
People wanting to see, like, the two best teams.
Right.
And that's really what's most satisfying is, you know, we started a year out. We set a goal for ourselves, and there's been a lot of... You know, it's hard to lead from the front.
Right.
And we've been able to do that and get to this point. Just a little bit more to go in terms of completion.
Now, we touched on this about money. Like, if you were saying, like, to a young gun coming into the league,
yeah,
and and knock on wood, you'd really have a good sense of money. I think I have a decent sense of money. If you were saying a young kid who has a contract, what would be your financial tip? What would be one David West financial tip?
The moment you sign that first contract, treat it like you'll never get another one.
Don't go nuts. You don't need $750,000 worth of jewelry. Get one chain.
Treat it like you'll never get another check in your life. That first contract you signed.
Do you tell these guys that? Like, or you just like, yo, you're going to figure it out on your own, dingbat. Because my man Vin Baker. Yo, I was a fan of Vin Baker.
Right,
and I'm like,
right.
Yo, I'm going to go. I don't. My friend actually walked into the Starbucks he's working at, and I was like, no, that's not really him. He's like, yeah, he's in here.
Yeah, yeah. It happens, but... Again, man, that's my advice. If you get signed a contract,
but like, do we talking stocks? Are we talking?
We talking.
Like, what are we? Don't car
forget.
Washes?
Don't forget that you were born without it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And don't forget what it was like most of your life when you didn't have it. You didn't have access to it. And that's been a key for me. Like, never to forget that. You know what I'm saying? Those days where mom was like, "You got to eat whatever's left in that cupboard."
Right.
You better eat what's on your brother's plate if you're still hungry. So you don't forget that.
When you finally finish playing, you think you'll wind up living in Jersey again or on the East Coast? Where would you? I mean, you've lived all over the country.
I don't know. I've still got a lot of family in New York along the Eastern line. We're basically spread out from New York to North Carolina. So I don't know.
All right, this is my final question. And you can answer it, not answer it, because I'm not trying to bait you. And I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart. I love that you athletes, as much as I can't stand even LeBron, and not as a player, I respect
right,
it, but I love that a lot of you guys are speaking out and stuff. You
right.
made a very sort of honest statement about Trump
right.
when he got elected that I liked, and I respect it, and I felt the same way. How are you feeling 6-7 months since then about the state of things in this country with that? And, like, again, I'm not trying to beat you or anything.
Yeah, no, it's...
And I don't want no problems with the D-West, because I know you could smack fire out of somebody's ass.
Still, you know, it's still... I think it's what we expected, you know. You just see a lot of the ugly elements that have been hidden for a lot of years out in public.
The racial.
Yeah, absolutely. And people feeling emboldened to, you know, hate and discriminate. But time is going to keep moving on. And things are going to keep changing. Now, regardless of how much folks may want to go back and be regressive in their thoughts, ideas, time is going to keep moving forward.
But don't you think, like, that dog whistle that he did, like, that sort of subversive talk, like, it's like, time is going to move forward, time is, but it's like, he brought out...
You can't live forever. People can't live forever. And right. ideas die. When people die, ideas die.
I hear you. You like hip hop?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the obligatory, and don't feel, some people get nervous about answering this.
All right.
Top five today.
Oh, I know,
no,
today?
No, but just for today. No, no, not rappers of today.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
no,
I'm no, like, no, all right,
no,
all right.
No, 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 not okay, rappers right, of today. Right, I know right. you're from Jersey. I know like, you're right. pushing 40. I'm saying today, because some people say, like, I don't want to name five because I don't want to leave anybody out. But so just today, it could change. Because like I'm saying, if you asked me today, I would say Hov, right. Nas, you might have the same. I would say... you know, I would. It would change.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you say you're five today.
So, it's Big.
Okay.
Hov.
Yes.
Pac.
Yes.
M. And
yes.
Nas.
Eminem, huh?
And not. Yeah, man.
But see, the thing about Eminem, lyrically, he's sick, and I don't want any Eminem. I don't want to get name checked anything. But to me, like. The music, the music kind of like, it's not like that boom bap, like the four other dudes.
Yeah, it's not.
The skill set is
But that's
ridiculous.
What makes him unique, and that's why he's
sick. He's
up, and then when he's with those other guys, when yes. he's been featured with those guys, he's up, he's there. So I throw M is in the top five for sure.
No doubt. No doubt. I'm not, I'm very careful right. to give him his respect. I'm just saying, like, as far as the songs, the production, no disrespect to right. Dr. Dre. It's like I'm going down a right, rabbit right, hole right. here. All right, that's a fair five.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. If I said five of today, you give one or two,
nothing,
you know,
man,
I got nothing
yeah,
for you.
Yeah,
all right, well, listen, I truly am a
for
big
sure,
fan.
Bro.
I respect how you, like, handle your career and just, like, that you're sort of an outside thinker. And
absolutely.
It's a pleasure to meet you,
For sure, man. You too, man.
David West.
All right, for sure.
Cool, man. That was
yeah.
dope. You rolling? All right, you asked me, you said to me, who am I rooting for? And I told you, I told Kyle Korver and Tristan Thompson right to their face, looked them in the eyes, not just one eye, like this. And I said, I want Golden State to not just win, I want them to dismantle you guys.
Okay. I mean, I had to put you on the spot and ask because I wanted to find out just, you know, where your loyalty lies or your allegiance lies.
No, my allegiance lies with you. Like, I'm a New York Knicks fan.
Right.
Okay.
Right, right, right.
So you can have
compassion. And no getting around that.
No getting around
yeah,
that.
No getting around
okay,
that.
Okay, but
Knicks,
my redheaded.
Knicks fans are loyal.
Yes. And my redheaded stepchild team is the Golden State Warriors since the World Be Free days.
Okay.
Okay, I don't even know if you were born then.
I remember World Be Free, Fro okay. with the chains.
Yeah. yeah. No, remember, he would have lit you up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
World would have lit you up. Yeah. But I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
I don't, needless to say, so happy to see you out here playing.
Thank you.
So happy to see you healthy. I mean, where are you at, man? 2-0. We all know what happened last year.
Yes.
I didn't even think I was going to get to talk to you. I'm such a fan of yours. And by the way, I said this the other day on Twitter. You're one of the only guys on your team, and I am a true blue Golden State fan. I'm like, people say I'm like a bandwagon fan and a group.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So I'm a real fan.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, you always come out with the sharp haircut. Some of your guys on your team, like, and I mean talking about some really good players. Like, I don't know, like, if there's not a good barber in San Francisco or you keep them all to your own. Like, are you ever like, yo, why don't you get a shape up? I tweeted the other day. I said, Sean Livingston has got a nice, like, a blowout going.
Right, right, right.
Like a mean blowout.
Right.
Like, do you ever say, like,
well, you see me
I'm not going to name names,
right.
but there's some really good players, possible some MVP winners in the past, that come out them like, yo,
oh,
maybe a brush, a comb.
That's
like,
crazy.
Like, I know,
Steph,
I know you're able to get a beard.
That's crazy.
Okay, and I know that's an exciting thing. I was able to get a beard when I was 21.
Oh.
You're getting yours a little late, but like, okay, but you got the beard, now maybe trim it up.
Right, right, right.
Is that a conversation? Because you guys are a fun group.
Yeah, yeah. No.
You don't have to throw anybody under the bus.
Right, right, right. We don't hold punches, though. You know, everybody, we can say.
But are you ever like, yo, your shape up is like, it's not shaped up. Like,
right.
like the part of a shape up is to have it shaped up. Like, do you ever like want to say that? Because you come
That's
out with
crazy.
The mean cut and the little face. Like, anybody having their own barbers?
Listen, everybody goes to their own barbers. You know, like, I'll offer my barber services if that's what it takes. You know,
have you ever seriously said to the barber, like, yo, cut haircuts on me?
Right.
Like, I want everybody looking lean at me because, like I said, the shape up is supposed to be shaped up.
Hey, my nickname is Dot. You know, they call me Uncle Dot or Papa Dot. So I'm always here to, you know, relay the services. You know, if they need a barber, come to Uncle Dot. I got you.
All right. So how are you feeling so far? You guys are, you're up 2-0. I want a sweep here. I want a sweep.
Hey.
You know what they said, that KD and LeBron, that song came out?
Yeah, yeah, I seen something like that. What was that about?
Who cares? It was trash. But I heard there's a new song that Klay, Draymond,
and Steph came out with today a posse cut, and it's called Watch the Dethronement.
Yo, watch out, bro. Watch out.
That's
watch
a hurt. Did you hear this
out.
New single?
Watch
like
out.
It's Steph, Draymond, and KD, and that's the name of the single. Watch the Dethronement. It's posse cut, like the scenario and like old school posse cut. Have you ever heard it yet?
I got to hear that. I got to hear that. You got that? You got that for me?
I got that fire.
What's that? Where can I find that?
You can find it on Twitter. It's all okay. Over Twitter. Watch the Dethronement.
Okay.
But, I mean, how are you feeling about the series?
Man, it feels, you know, we're in the driver's seat right now, but obviously last year what happened, you know, we got to stay locked in. So that's where we're at right now. We're locked in.
How big of a deal was it to have Coach Kerr back the other night?
Man, it was great. It was great, you know. Health issues is no joke, man.
Right.
What he was dealing with, you know, that was serious stuff. So we're all happy to have him. He's our leader, and it just feels good to hear his voice back out there again.
What do you expect from Cleveland? They need to make adjustments. They're getting their asses bust. See,
I'm
telling you straight up and down.
That's that New York.
Asses bust, and I'm happy about it. Uh-huh. I'm happy about it. What do you think they're going to do different? You know, hopefully, you know, for their sake, they'll make a couple of shots, keep this thing competitive. I got a broom I'm bringing to game three, okay, because I'm going to start sweeping this place up before the fourth. But what do you think they are going to actually do different as a team?
They're going to come out, ride the crowd. Home court advantage is big for them.
Is it big?
It's big for them. And, you know, Cleveland, they get behind the team. You know, they passionate here. That's one way to put it. They passionate, you know. Some might say a little disrespectful. But
really,
you know, yeah, man. I mean, they rowdy.
Do they talk or is it loud?
Yeah, they talk. Maybe it's the East Coast kind of thing, or you know, I don't know. They're not really East Coast.
Nah,
they
didn't associate with New York. Yeah, this ain't the East Coast.
You know,
this is like somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, they get to talking crazy out here, but
But
it's fun as a player because you know going against that hostility is fun.
Now you played for a few different teams for a while. What season are you in now?
Man, this is. Boy, 13.
Besides Cleveland, I didn't realize that. I thought their fans were loud. I didn't know they try to talk out of pocket.
Yeah.
What other arena is sort of the most ruckus arena?
Oh, the Garden. The Garden, for sure.
I don't even know my fans have the nerve to talk. I didn't even, because we go there, we're humble just to be like, well, like, I'm like, there's actually professional basketball being played here?
No, it's a balance. It's a balance. You know, they respect the game, but they also, you know, it's all Knicks. You know, if you're not with the Knicks, then they're not with you.
All right,
cool. That's how it goes.
Listen, I can't tell you how happy I am to see you healthy. I'm a fan for a long time, and I really want to see you guys win this thing.
I appreciate it, my G. Appreciate it.
Good to see you.
Yes, sir.